Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus came to this earth to die for us. Even as a little baby in a manger, he came to die. It's hard to imagine that little baby with his arms stretched out and nails pounded into his hands and a spear piercing his side, hanging upon a cross, beaten and bloody for us. It's hard to imagine a little baby who's lying in a manger doing that. But that's what this little baby was born for, was to suffer and to die. And even in early accounts of Jesus' life that we have in the Gospels, especially this one, we have hints that this is what Jesus is going to do. And so let's look today at this story of Jesus in the temple, his parents not knowing where he is, searching for him for 3 days, and finding him then in the temple, teaching even the teachers of the law. Let's look at that story and see hints that what Jesus came to do on this earth was to die for the people there that he's speaking to, for Mary and Joseph, and for me and for you. And we'll start early on in our passage in this account. It's easy to pass over some of these details, but they're very important. And the first detail that we need to notice is that Jesus and his family are going up to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And they did this every year. This was their custom. And the feast of the Passover is extremely important. God had commanded that they celebrate it year after year after year. They were supposed to celebrate it over the 1,400 years since the Passover, since the first Passover. When the people of Israel were in Egypt as slaves, and God sent plague after plague after plague upon the Egyptians. And Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, would not let the people go. But then God brought one last, final plague upon the people. He said that he was going to go through the land of Egypt and he was going to kill every firstborn male in every house. But he told the people of Israel through Moses to kill a perfect lamb without blemish, nothing wrong with it. Kill that perfect lamb, take its blood and put it upon the doorposts and the lintel of their house, and then eat the lamb inside, and he would pass over the houses where he saw the blood. And they were to not only do that once, but they were to do it year after year after year after year. You see, what God was teaching them through that was that there was going to be a perfect lamb who came to die in their place, and that would be Jesus Christ. And this perfect lamb here, we see at the beginning of our gospel reading, is coming year after year to that Passover feast. He is following the law that he himself as God, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, has laid down for the people of Israel. He is fulfilling that law, living it out. Even though he is not in slavery to sin, he is fulfilling that law, living it out, and he is coming to the temple with his family who are sacrificing lambs, as the perfect lamb who is going to be sacrificed. All those other lambs that are being sacrificed by the Israelites there are pointing forward to him who is the perfect lamb who is going to be killed there in Jerusalem and die for their sins and for the sins of the whole world. So this detail at the very beginning points forward to the fact that Jesus is the one who is going to come and die. And he has come on this Passover when he's 12 years old, and he's going to come 21 years later when he enters Jerusalem for the day that he sacrifices himself, when he is the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, the final and perfect and complete Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, here in this account, at the very beginning, we get a hint that here the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, is the one who is going to take away the sins of the world. But then the story goes on. We hear that after the feast is ended, Jesus' family starts to go home with their friends and acquaintances. And they think that Jesus is in the company with them, but he's not. And they don't know where he is. And they start to search for him. They search Jerusalem for 3 days trying to find Jesus. And then they find him in the temple. There's a good parallel to this in Jesus' resurrection. Jesus was seemingly lost and gone for 3 days after he, as the Passover lamb, was sacrificed. But then he rises on the third day. He is found alive. And he comes as the living Christ and continues to teach his church, just as he taught the people there in the temple. He is found in the midst of his church, teaching his church, proclaiming the word of God to them, and present with them. And Mary and Joseph find Jesus there in the temple, teaching his people, being present with them. And this should point them forward and should point us forward. From that day in the temple when he's 12 years old, then to the day that he is risen and living and there to teach and to be present with his church, and then especially to our day, today, where the Christ has been the Passover lamb, who was seemingly lost for 3 days, but then was found, then was risen from the dead, and then sits in his church to teach his church and to proclaim the word of God to them and to be present for us in his body and his blood. And just as in that temple, when Jesus was sitting there teaching those teachers of the law, and at that time, there were probably likely sacrifices going on. There were daily sacrifices prescribed and other sacrifices that went on as well in the temple. And the priests were washing themselves to purify themselves for their service. Well, now we have Jesus here sitting in his temple, the body of Christ, the church. Because Jesus' body is the replacement for the temple. And we are his body. We have been united to his body. Now here in this temple, he washes people. He washes us, who now become a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to him. He is giving his once and for all perfect sacrifice to us as his priests to eat. We are all who have confessed this faith, who have been taught and instructed in it, we are all receiving this sacrifice. And we are all being taught by his word. So let's review how this account of Jesus in the temple, his parents missing him, looks forward to Jesus' death and resurrection and life for us. Jesus goes to the temple with his family for the Passover, when the lambs are sacrificed. He is lost, it seems, for 3 days. He is found teaching in his church, where there are sacrifices going on, where people are being washed, where people are being declared clean and forgiven and reconciled with God. That looks forward to, or that reminds us of, what Jesus did later on another Passover, 21 years later, when he himself was sacrificed as the Lamb of God, when it seemed that he was gone for 3 days, but then was found risen from the dead to teach his church, to be present with his church bodily. And he continues to remain in the temple of his church, his body, the body of Christ, here with us today. This story, in some ways, is being lived out again and again today as he is present here for us in his body and blood with his word and in baptism, washing, giving his sacrifice, and teaching us. And we should be amazed and astounded at his teaching, just as the teachers of the law were there, amazed and astounded at his teaching. And receive it with joy and gladness, knowing that it is for our good, that he is the one who possesses all wisdom. Jesus came to die for us, to pay for our sins. And he continues to come, week after week, to give that sacrifice for us, so that we might be forgiven, so that we might be taught, and so that we may go out and proclaim what he has done to others, so that they too might find him here in his temple, the church, just as Mary and Joseph found him in the temple there in Jerusalem. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.